CTV.
Let me save you a lot of trouble. What I'm going to tell you today is going to save you a lot of mental trouble, a lot of emotional trouble, and a lot of spiritual trouble. Someone this morning asked me, it was a statement that I answered. The statement was to the effect that I've had so many trials in my life, Martin, I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning from these trials. This springs from the Christian idea that every experience is a learning lesson. That's not just a Christian idea, it's a general life idea. That this world is so into self-improvement that you're always supposed to look for every opportunity to improve yourself, to become a better person. And the assumption is, take that to the spiritual realm now, that God is always trying to teach us something in every single thing that happens. And sometimes we just rack our brains, as this viewer did that wrote yesterday, and like, what is he trying to teach me? And the prayer goes up, God, what are you trying to teach me? And I know people who have gone into a quiet room, turned the lights down, and just thought and thought and thought about what they're supposed to be learning through their trials. To the point that learning becomes the end game. Self-discovery becomes the all-important thing. Self-improvement becomes the indispensable thing, the thing you must be concentrating on. But Paul says, our apostle, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that from now on we are to know Christ no longer according to flesh. He says we're not supposed to know anything any longer according to flesh. We don't see things according to flesh. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? Your flesh. And any over-consideration of your flesh will lead you eventually to frustration and despair. You may say, but Martin, isn't it true that God is teaching us things through our trials? Yes, it is true. But Martin, aren't we supposed to pay attention to... No. No. But Martin, aren't we supposed to... No! You're not supposed to do anything except go through the trial. Endurance is how we handle trial, not introspection. This is very important. We handle trial with endurance and not introspection. Because many times we don't know what God is trying to tell us through any experience, not just a trial. And many things we will not understand. Lord, why did I have to go through that? And don't you just torture yourself? Why did I have to go through that? Why did my sister have to go through that? Lord, what was the purpose in that? And you listen for an answer. And what do you hear? Nothing. And it becomes discouraging. I say, stop it. Some things we are not going to even know until the next life, until we are snatched away, made immortal, have fully come into an inheritance of the mind of Christ, then everything will be made clear to us, made plain to us. But in the meantime, it is not ours to figure out why or what. It's not ours to figure out why something happened or what we're supposed to learn from it. Now, sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes you know right away. For instance, let's say you are trying to be at a meeting, and you're running late, and you can't find your car keys. So you search around, you're frantic, saying many bad words in a row, and you finally find them, you start off, And ahead of you, you see a terrible car accident. Terrible car accident. Cars are upside down, flames coming, helicopter coming in. Horrible. It's like, man, if I had found my keys, if I had left on time, I might have been in that accident. Thank you, God. Yes, that's obvious stuff. Obvious stuff. But much less obvious and more subtle is wondering what we're supposed to be learning from our trials. And this is not our department. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I know that God does not expect us to understand the reasons behind why we are doing things. Why he does things to us, I should say. I mean for us. Did I say to us? No. God does things for us, not to us. Nowhere in Scripture do I find instructions that we are supposed to then try to grasp what God is doing and why he is doing it. Because to do that, we would have to become introspective. And to become introspective, we would then have to take note of the flesh. But Paul says we're not taking account of flesh anymore. So here's what you do. You simply live. You live your life, and because of the action of God, you will find yourself, let's say, becoming more patient with situations that you weren't before. You find some improvement in your character. Well, I guarantee you that that was not just magically put into you from God. That was developed by trials, by experiences that all work together. All things work together for good, right? To those who are loving God, called according to his purpose. So God loves it. Listen, God loves it when we trust that. All things are working together for good. That's all we need to know. Working together for good. And one day we're going to wake up and we're going to see that good. We're going to experience that good. Or conversely, if God wants us to stay where we are and to not have growth in a certain area of our life, why would he do that, Martin? We're flawed by design, right? God puts this treasure in earthen vessels that the transcendence of the power may be of God and not of us. So there are other things that will keep you in your rut of frustration. You're not growing in an area where you think you should be growing. Lord, why aren't I growing in this area? But likewise, circumstances or the lack thereof have prevented you from growing in that area. The God who is able to orchestrate your experiences is the same God who is able to withhold those experiences. Many things could happen to you that could make you a different person, including trials, a better person. Some trials, some experience, but they don't happen to you, so you don't grow in that area. Who's in charge of all that? God. You wake up one day and you find you've grown, or you find you haven't. Who's in charge of that? And listen, God loves it when you honor him with that. And this is what I have told God. I'll give you my secret to this. I have told God, look, God, I am not going to spend very much time at all. In fact, I'm going to spend no time trying to figure out what you're doing with me. If you want me to know something, if you want me to understand something I'm going through and relate it to an experience you brought me, then you're going to have to make it obvious to me. It is going to have to be obvious. I've told God that right from the start. I go, let's just get this straight right from the beginning. Oh, Lord God. I say it respectfully. I'm not overly snappy or anything. I said, Lord, I just want you to know this ahead of time. I'm counting on you to make things obvious to me, either what I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to learn, what I'm supposed to know, because I don't have the energy. I don't have the mental capacity. I don't have right now the patience to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And God loves that. He goes, all right. That's what God has said to me. Yes, not audibly, but he's, yeah, okay, fair enough, fair enough. I said, I'm not going to be playing Clue. I'm not going to be playing that game where, you know, you leave a clue and you go get it and you follow it to another clue and you open that clue, you follow it to another clue, or God leaves you a trail of breadcrumbs and you're supposed to follow. I'm not playing those games. I refuse to play those games. And God likes that. He goes, you've made this quite challenging for me. You're not even going to try to figure it out. No, I'm not. It's not that I don't want to, Lord. It's just that I can't. So, don't count on me to figure it out. Here's the next thing. Watch this. Don't count on me to figure it out, Lord. Just do it. Just do it. If you're trying to make me more patient, just do it. I will wake up one day and be more patient. And I will thank you for all the circumstances, even the trials that brought me to that point. That's the opposite of wondering, oh, is he trying to teach me patience? What's God trying to teach me with this? I just had the flu for 2 weeks. I wonder what God's trying to teach me. To slow down? Is God trying to teach me to slow down? You don't even have to ask that question when the flu automatically slows you down. You see what I mean? It naturally slows you down. So at that point, you can say that that's one of the obvious things. Well, God's trying to slow me down. Yeah. Yes, he is. And in that case, you don't have to figure it out. So I guess that's more of an obvious thing. But there are so many more subtle things, so many more nuanced things that we will vex ourselves to death if we have to have an answer. Oh boy, we all want answers and we want them now. You want an answer to why this happened? You want an answer to what you're supposed to be learning? Where am I supposed to be in my growth, Lord? Did I miss an opportunity? This is where the Christian world vexes itself. Did I miss an opportunity that you were trying to give me? You sent me this trial and it was an opportunity, right? You made me break my leg. I fell down the steps. I was in the hospital. I just feel like that was an opportunity for me, Lord, and I didn't capitalize on it. What do you mean you didn't capitalize on it? It's not your responsibility to capitalize on it. You're not building this thing. God's building it. You just go through all the crap that you have to go through with a broken leg. Go to the hospital, get their lousy hospital food, receive visitors, get some cards, go home. What's God trying to teach me? It will come out. See, it will come out in an obvious way later. And what you do with this is you end up honoring God. Otherwise, you would, in a backhanded way, honor yourself. I figured this out. I know exactly why God did that. But the opposite thing is to say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning. And I told you, I don't have the energy to figure it out. So either make it happen eventually or make it obvious now. Because I am in a reclining mode, enjoying your grace, enjoying your favor. And Lord, I thank you that you are working hard so that I don't have to.